Each year, the BBRSDA funds a handful of projects intended to improve the sockeye fishery in Bristol Bay. The money comes from a 1% assessment the members of the RSDA pay to the organization. One of the proposals submitted to the BBRSDA board seeks to make some minor changes to many of the brailer bags used in the bay. The proposal was submitted by former commercial fisherman Mark Buckley, who now conducts research projects in the bay. He wants the RSDA to fund a project to check the taglines on the bottom of brailers.
A short tagline can really put a lot of strain on the fish that are inside the brailer. It can actually take the fish and bend them over double. And if you have fish that are, for example, in rigor mortis, and you bend them over that way, that hard, it causes gaping on the inside of the fish or causes bruising. It's just a way that you can work so hard to maintain your quality in your fish if you put them in the right RSW, you do all the right stuff, and yet when you lift that brailer up out of the fishing boat, if the tagline is too short, it can literally almost slice some of those fish in half inside the brailer.
Buckley says it's nearly impossible to know, but he estimates that about 5% of all the taglines in Bristol Bay are too short. The goal of the project that Buckley has submitted to the RSDA for funding is to identify and offer up replacements for short taglines.
What we want to do is we want to send some people out on the tenders and to observe when the brailers are coming off and to identify which brailers have short taglines. My plan is to ask the people who are out on the tenders to just put some surveyor's tape, mark the brailer so it's easy to find later on, and then to inform the fishermen that, you get some short taglines on these brailers here. Here's some line. Here's some short lengths of line that have loops on either end, that have been set up for you to fix that thing very easily. Just give the guy a short length of line and ask him to fix his short tagline, and problem is solved.
Buckley's hoping to coordinate his tagline project with Leader Creek, Trident, and AGS, which all plan on hiring quality control people to work on their tender fleets. In the information submitted to the RSDA, Buckley notes that Ocean Beauty will participate in the program but wants to split the cost of the program with the RSDA. Buckley believes that other companies may be persuaded to either pay all or some of the cost as well. Buckley says the problem of short taglines has just recently come to his attention.
I just noticed this myself recently. I've done some work putting people out on tenders, taking videos of the offloading process. And I've done that for a number of companies in Bristol Bay. And looking at the videos from the various companies, I see this is a problem that stretches, across all the processes that I know of in Bristol Bay. Although I have to say that it was brought to my attention by an official at one of the processing companies. He happened to notice it when we were reviewing the videos for his company, and then I went back and looked at the other videos for other companies I'd taken and saw that this was a problem that's just all across Bristol Bay. So it was this one guy's noticing it, and God bless him, he was right.
Buckley's hoping to coordinate his proposed tagline project with another project he has submitted to the RSDA Board of Directors for possible funding. He says that project is intended to encourage more fishermen to chill their sockeye at the point of harvest.
So while these fishing boats are delivering out there on the water, the people we have who are looking for the short taglines can also notice which fish are coming in unchilled, and then just casually walk over and talk to the skipper while he's standing there on the tender and say, skipper, have you thought about chilling? And, here's some information that might be worth your while to look at. Here's some incentives that you may not be aware of. And, and if you have 1,000 pounds of fish right here and you had these fish chilled, here's how much more money you would have made on this delivery. And just kind of use a little information out on the fishing grounds to get these guys thinking, hopefully, that they should chill their fish.
In the past few years, Mark Buckley's company, Digital Observer Incorporated, has undertaken several projects for processors and the BBRSDA to identify good fish handling practices in the bay and ways to improve the overall quality of the salmon pack. Buckley is hoping to expand on that research with another project he has submitted for funding this year that would compare the quality of fillets associated with salmon chilled in deep RSW as compared to shallow RSW. He says the project is based on how many fishermen in Bristol Bay actually fish.
They put a minimum amount of RSW in the holds of their boats, and then they circulate that refrigerated seawater over this column of fish that's in the brailer. And they do that to keep their costs low, to keep the boat shallower draft, and to keep the cost of chilling lots of seawater down. So it makes economic sense to have very little RSW, but on the other hand, my belief is that you're actually causing more damage to the fish by not floating them in the deep RSW.
Mark Buckley's proposals will be considered by the Board of Directors of the BBRSDA during a 2-day meeting scheduled for Friday and Saturday in Seattle. The goal of the meeting is to whittle down the long list of projects to a short list that will be considered again during a meeting in February. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.